In 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the context of that passage talks about fellowship with a God who is holy. And that's a key point to keep in mind, that God is almighty. He loves us. He's for us 100%, but he's holy. And so he wants us to come with holy hearts and cleansed hearts. God is light, in him is no darkness at all. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So it's not, you know, not out of line to say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And let the Lord have a chance to reveal to us, and then deal with it and confess it and enter into that fellowship in a really relaxed manner, knowing that we've dealt with whatever problems might be there. Don't worry about what to say, because God knows us. It says Jesus knew what was in the heart of men, and he does. He knows us, so we're not going to fool him, so we might as well be ourselves, be natural. And it's really wonderful that we can unburden to the Lord. It's hard sometimes to put things down on cards and tell other people, but we can tell the Lord and know that he understands and know that he loved us before we became believers in Christ, and he still loves us. So enjoy your time with the Lord. This is really exciting to me. In Song of Solomon, again, talking about this relationship between the bridegroom and the bride, they talk in these terms, my beloved is mine, I am his, and I am my beloved, and he delights in me, and his desire is toward me. So there's a relationship that's very, very intimate and very tender. And this is what God wants us to know. And so we can adapt our relationship with him and fit our personality. Maybe some of us like to sing. You know, maybe we like to pray out loud. Maybe we just like to really meditate. And, you know, there are all kinds of ways in which God can meet our particular need, because we're each individual and we're unique. And he knows us. And he best knows how to fellowship with us. And so we can be ourselves. It's good to know that we're fellowshipping with the living God. And this is life eternal. John 17:3, as Jesus is praying, he said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And this is what we're doing. We're entering into a relationship with the eternal God. Life eternal. Remember back in John 6, he says, you know, this is eternal life as they feed upon me. Glorify God. I think this is something that we should purposely do, or seek to do. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Really go before him with a desire to bring glory to his name. Now what I'd like to do, I did a sample 7 minutes with God, and I'd like for you to do that. And I'm going to, I'll do it. I'll give you a sample. I did this with the first workshop, and I'll do it with you. I was reading in Romans 14. If you take your 7 minutes with God and look at it, you go right in, just open it up, you know, like this, right in the middle, it talks about allow God's word to, allow the word to strike fire in your heart and write down that page. And if you look over on the other side, it talks about the 7 minutes, and it says prayer for guidance, and then the reading, and then the 2.5 minutes. So I'm going to do an abbreviated as an example for you, and then I would like for you to do the same yourself individually. But I'll just do this for you. Father, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way when I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto you. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to fellowship with you, the living God. Him that is weak in the faith, receive you, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believes that he may eat all things, another who is weak eats herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that eats not. Let not him which eats not judge him which eats, for God has received him. Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Now I would be doing some cross-referencing and things in my normal time with the Lord, but at this time I'll just continue to read. He that regards the day regards it unto the Lord. He that regards not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it. And I might underline that if it struck me as a passage that I really was interested in focusing upon, and I might, if I had more time, you know, look up a cross-reference. He that eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he that eats not to the Lord, he eats not and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died, rose, and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Father, I thank you for this portion of your word, and I thank you that you are Lord both of the dead and the living, that you're my Lord. And I want to give you the praise and the honor and the glory that is due your name. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Father, I thank you that you love me with an everlasting love, that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Father, I thank you that he rose triumphant over death, and that through this assurance you have given me promises in your word that I can have eternal life and an everlasting fellowship with you. And I look for that day when I might be with you forever and spend eternity knowing you as you know me. And Father, I confess my need of you, and that I have failed you in this day. I've been selfish, proud, and lustful, and turned and not focused upon you in the way that you would desire me to do so. And Lord, I commit and confess this to you, and thank you that you've said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Father, I think of those who are here today. I thank you for them as they're here at this conference, and I pray that their lives might be blessed of you, that you'd speak to their hearts, that each workshop might be used mightily of you to your glory. Pray that we might go forth as servants of yours with a desire to live for you and to abide with you and you and us. Father, I thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon me through family, through friends, and for the work that you've given through the years, and for the day, this day, that I might serve you. So, Lord, I thank you for your great love and your patience and your understanding in this fellowship with you. I thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a sample of how you might have a quick time with the Lord. Now, we don't have much time, but we're going to eat, right, at 12:30? Okay, so you could be a little late for lunch and this is how we handle schedules. See, just going to go over a little. So does everybody have a Bible? Some not have Bibles? I've got a Bible. There's some other Bibles up here. Anybody need a Bible? Okay. Forgot I was hooked up here. Yeah. All right. So what we'll do is put these 7 minutes together. Now, we don't have to necessarily do a total of 7 minutes, but you can follow the guideline, which is the thing that we're really interested in here, of prayer for guidance, reading, and then a time of prayer using the adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. I got out of line, but you can follow that. Was that a meaningful time, this little pause? I think you can find that time with the Lord at any time is meaningful, and it doesn't have to be a lengthy time. And again, getting back to the thought of schedules, you've heard the phrase in the midst of a busy schedule. I think that will be our circumstances throughout life. So the matter is to make sure that in the midst of that busy schedule, there's time for the Lord, and that it be a priority time. It doesn't have to be long, but I think as we spend time with the Lord in quality way, that we'll find that a little time is not enough, and we'll want more, and we'll begin to find time and an increasing amount of time to know Him.
As we conclude the workshop, I'd like to draw your attention to Section 4, Making a Commitment. Notice the warning that is given in Ecclesiastes 5, 4 and 5. When you vow a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for He has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you have vowed. Better it is that you should not vow than you should vow and not pay. For many of you, this will not be a problem, but I wanted to bring that warning to your attention before you enter in lightly into a commitment concerning having a time with the Lord on a regular basis. The commitment prayer, Lord Jesus, realizing that you desire to fellowship with me and that my spiritual growth, development, and productivity stems from drawing life from you, the vine, I commit myself to sincerely seek you each day for 1, a month, 2, 3 months, 3, 6 months, 4, a year, 5, the rest of my life. Many of you may have already made this kind of commitment, so this would only be a matter of reaffirming your determination to seek the Lord on a regular basis. It's not necessary to make the commitment at this time. It should be something that you do prayerfully and with much thought, as has been indicated by the warning in Ecclesiastes. Making a commitment of this type will cause joy to the Lord as He sees one of His children looking up into His face. And of course, the benefit to you will be without measure. That concludes the workshop on the quiet time, or how to integrate Christ into your life.